Today we're with Alana Kotis, a student with Western Carolina's Master of Entrepreneurship program, and I'm Les Graham, the interviewer. Alana, tell us about your life before you went to college.
Before we went to college, I was an Army brat. My dad was a helicopter pilot with the United States Army. He flew helicopters and pretty much moved around the southeast part of the United States for most of my younger years. The last station I was living at home was Fort Gordon, Georgia, where I met my husband. We dated for 3.5 years. We got married, and he went into the Air Force, and we moved off to South Dakota. We moved there and lived there for a year. Went to South Carolina, where I had decided to go back to school. We had a daughter that was old enough to go to daycare at that point. And I went and got my EMT certification, and I worked in the emergency room for a year on the third shift. So when he got out of the Air Force, we came home to Winston-Salem, where all my family and relatives pretty much were. And when my daughter went back to school, I decided to go back to college and was going to go into nursing. But because of the hours that the medical field required, I decided I would do something a little different. And that's how I ended up choosing education.
Okay. And where did you go to college, and what did you major in?
Well, I started off, we lived in Pilot Mountain at the time, and Surrey Community College was nearby, so I ended up getting my associate's degree there, and then I transferred to Winston-Salem State University and went into the elementary education program there, and that's where I graduated from.
Okay. And why have you entered, why did you want to enter Western Carolina's Master of Entrepreneurship program?
Well, I have been looking to further my education for the last couple of years, didn't quite know what I wanted to do. I have a 4-year-old, so I was kind of waiting until he got a little bit older and wasn't quite as time demanding as well. I've done, like I said, the research thing. I couldn't quite figure out what I wanted to do until I ran across this. And I've thought about starting my own business many times. Not that I have any idea exactly on what I want to do, per se, but when I ran across that particular program, it really looked like something I would enjoy doing. And when I found out it was completely online, it was perfect. So it just kind of meshed at the right time.
Okay. And do you have any entrepreneurial experience?
I do not.
Okay. And you mentioned that, do you have any idea of maybe what type of business that you might want to start? What service or product-based or internet-based? Any direction at all?
Not really. I'm still kind of in the looking stages. I have some ideas. My brother and I have talked about several ideas. He's another that would like to start a business, and we've actually discussed starting one together. Considered like a small restaurant type business. He's looked into some franchises, and my father's looked into some franchises. But I don't know if franchising is the way I want to go. I haven't decided. I'm still kind of investigating some things, looking at different areas. I don't know that there's a product out there that I would really want to market. I don't know enough about the entrepreneurial business. You know, I don't know enough about business, period, to be able to say that I'm really set on one thing or another yet.
Okay. And what are some of your personal interests? What do you like to do in your free time?
Mostly family-oriented type things, because I don't have a whole lot of free time.
Right.
Being a full-time teacher, I also tutor after school sometimes. I have a 10-year-old son and a 4-year-old son, so they keep me busy. So when I do have free time, it's usually trying to spend some time with them or just kind of taking it easy and resting.
Okay, and if you did have free time, what would you like to do?
I love to write.
Oh, really? Okay.
I actually had, well, this is my 4-year-old again, and boys will be boys. I had started a fictional book because I like to write. I just got this idea in my head and started writing one day. And I had actually typed and written 176 pages of my story. And being the technical guru that I am not, I did not back it up. It was on my hard drive, and he's playing on the computer, and I lost everything. So I have not taken the time to retype the 176 pages. About writing it the second time just doesn't seem as appealing.
I understand. Okay, thank you very much for the interview, Alana, and look forward to working with you in class going forward.
Okay, sounds great.